Good afternoon, I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Woodbury County is making strides towards having a new jail. Yesterday, Woodbury County supervisors approved an architectural contract with a firm that would put together a design for the almost $50 million jail. The county has cited infrastructure and overcrowding issues as reasons for the new facility. The county is joining several others around the state that have recently worked to update or expand facilities. Eight counties have completed new jails or major renovations since 2014. A judge is expected to announce his verdict tomorrow in a double murder case in Sioux City. Court records say the verdict will be handed down to 19-year-old Tran Walker. His non-jury trial ended in May. Walker is accused of killing 17-year-old Peyton Sullivan and 19-year-old Felipe Negron Jr. Police say Walker was in the car with the other two early last year when he stabbed Sullivan and then Negron when he tried to intervene. A friend of Walker testified the defendant said he wanted to talk to the girl about their breakup and that he needed closure. Sullivan's stepmother testified that Walker and Sullivan broke up because he didn't want her to finish school. Western Iowa authorities have recovered the body of a farmer who died after his tractor flipped over on top of him when it ran off a riverbank edge into the Missouri River. The tractor was spotted by people searching for the man last night, a little more than 2 miles northwest of Mont Damon. The Harrison County Sheriff's Office says the farmer had been working along the riverbank, getting the land ready for cattle. A dive team found his body and pulled it from the water. The Sheriff's Office identified the man as 82-year-old Malvern Wallace, who lived in Mont Damon. A lawyer for the ousted Iowa Department of Human Services director says he'll file a legal claim alleging he was the victim of whistleblower retaliation. Jerry Foxhoven plans to announce tomorrow he's filing a wrongful termination claim with the state's appeals board. It's the first step toward pursuing a lawsuit against state government. The lawyer says Foxhoven objected to a request to continue to have his agency fund most of the salary of the governor's deputy chief of staff. Spokesperson for Governor Kim Reynolds said that Foxhoven never raised any concerns and that he was let go because she wanted to move in a new direction. Nebraska business and education leaders have unveiled a new plan designed to create 25,000 jobs while adding $15,000 to the annual income of every resident by 2030. The plan by the group Blueprint Nebraska also seeks to bring 43,000 new young adults into the state and attract $200 million in annual research and development initiatives. The group also hopes to make Nebraska a top-ranked state for quality of life. And there's a first time for everything. A state trooper pulled over a driver after the vehicle had registration stickers painted onto the license plate. It happened outside of Lincoln. It's unclear whether or not the driver was also the artist, who actually had a very unsteady hand. Troopers say they have never seen anything like it before. You can check out the plates on our website, kwit.org. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. For the forecast, let's go to the KCAU 9 Weather Center.